Listen, real estate agents, you're not cool.
That's true. We're not cool.
This is the most important question you're ever going to ask a seller. One more time. Mr. Seller.
Mr. Seller.
Loud. What price?
What price?
This is like so cultish. Mr. Seller.
Say it.
Mr. Seller.
Cold calls don't work if you are the one cold calling. Instead of you calling, have someone else call on your behalf.
I disagree with this.
Agents, welcome to the Get Keen podcast, your number one destination for learning how to get the most out of your real estate career. I'm Dan Lee, founder of Plum Property, one of Queensland's largest independent real estate offices, and Plum Partners, where we've helped dozens of agents create, run, and grow their very own agencies. On Get Keen, I chat to high-performing agents, principals, and agency owners, so you have the tools, strategies, and insights to grow your business and live the best life for yourself and your family. Now let's get keen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Get Keen. Yeah. We got another bonus episode where my production team, I don't know why they like doing this to me, sending me random video clips on TikTok and Instagram to comment on, usually in the sales world. Let's see what we've got in store for us today.
This is the most important question you're ever going to ask a seller. One more time, Mr. Seller.
Mr. Seller.
Loud. What price?
What price?
Do you?
This is like so cultish. Mr. Seller, say it. Mr. Seller. I don't know about that.
Do you feel we should use?
Do you feel we should use?
To create value in the eyes of a buyer.
To create value in the eyes of a buyer.
And to get someone to want to purchase your home versus the competition.
Oh my God, I honestly cannot stand this training session. It's like he's swearing on the Bible in court, repeat after me. And the energy of this sales trainer is so low. Come on, spark it up a bit.
I used to say this probably about 50 times over and over and over again in my car on the way to the appointment.
The advice wasn't bad, but the whole training session there was just awful. I would have been hating to sit through that. So, all right, next one. I know this guy, Vlad, he's funny.
What's with the real estate agents with artsy pics of a chair in the corner?
Bro,
listen, real estate agents, you're not cool.
That's true. We're not cool.
It's a 5-day TAFE course. You've done a 5-day TAFE course. I've seen a house, 5-bedroom house, 4 bathrooms, double lockup garage, rumpus room, kitchen that can see 8 kids, and he's put a photo of a manicured backyard with no plants in it, with the grass only. Why?
Hero shot. So important. Rumpus room. I like that.
No one cares. Show us the kitchen. There's no pool. There's no shed. Just buffalo grass.
Just buffalo grass.
The least creative career. You can't be creative. You have to be political. Guess what? Not political. You got to make sure that the words are simple. North-facing beauty. If it's south-facing, north-facing rear yard beauty. If it's double brick beauty.
Any part of the house that's north, make sure you say north-facing living room or north-facing yard. You know, whatever's north-facing, it's a beauty.
Single brick, you don't say brick veneer, you just say brick beauty.
Look, what can I say? He's just funny. If you're not following that guy, my cousin Vlad, do it. He's got hilarious real estate content. All right, next on the chopping block.
Cold calls don't work.
Cold calls don't work. I don't know where he's going with this.
If you are the one cold calling. Come on. We know that every form of marketing has a way that it works. Direct mail works. Email works. Text messages work. Cold calls work too. But cold calling is not as effective if you are making the cold call. I want to give you this idea of what I call the middleman frame. Instead of you calling, have someone else call on your behalf. So instead of me calling and saying, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Klein, my name is Sharan Srivatsa, I work at Real and I want to give you blah, 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 that's completely different than someone else calling on your behalf. And you can say, hi, this is Steven calling from Sharan Srivatsa's office. Sharan asked me to give you a call because. Now, nobody wants to shoot Steven the messenger. Nobody wants to do that. And that is called the middleman because Steven is the middleman. When you have the middleman frame and a middleman calls on your behalf, the cold calls are significantly more valuable.
I disagree with this. And I agree with a lot of this guy's stuff, but I don't agree with that. I think it has more value when it's the actual agent that's calling about the particular sale in the area or whatever it is that you are calling about.
having the middleman thing, it's a great thing for a busy agent to do because you can't make all the cold calls and you need help. But I don't agree that it's actually going to be a better call than the actual agent that's doing it. Unless the agent doing it sucks at cold calls, then the middleman's better.
Email reply rate after a voicemail goes up a ton. So I believe in leaving voicemails. So I'll say like, hey, Jason, I work with a few other partners in the SCAD and downtown LA offices. It's Armand from Northwestern Mutual. I'm going to send you an email after this thing. No need to call me back. Just reply there and let me know if what I'm sending you is even moderately interesting.
Okay. So he's saying send an email after every cold call. Well, I guess firstly, you'd have to have their email. And secondly, look, I've never tried this, but I'd be interested to know if that actually works. I stopped getting in the habit of leaving voicemails because I just found I would leave 100 voicemails when I cold called and got zero returns. And the time it would take me to leave that message, which was about 30 seconds, it would actually be quicker for me to hang up the phone and then be on the phone to someone else in the same amount of time. I found it a waste of time and that I could just make another call. Sending the email is another thing that you've got to do, and I'm not sure if the results are there. Worth a go though. Hey guys, just quickly, if you're loving this content and you're a real estate agent that's already thinking what it might be like to have your own real estate business and brand, then check out the show notes. There'll be a link to our Plum Partners website where you can leave an inquiry and me or one of my team members will reach out. We help agents to create, run, and grow their own real estate business and brand so they can earn more and set up a better future for themselves. So get keen, get in touch. Now let's get back to the episode.
If you watch Selling Sunset, you're gonna wanna watch this video. An LA real estate agent looked into the sales records for the cast and the results may surprise you. So shout out to Michelle Knutson who did the research and created the original video that shared this information with us. So first we got Mary Fitzgerald who's been in the business for 15 years and has sold 2 homes in the past year. Prices on those homes were $902,000 and $410,000 with her last big sale coming in July of 2022 for $35 million. Next is Heather Ray Young Almusa who's had just 1 home sale in the past year which was $18 million. However, she did just recently have a baby in February which probably explains that.
I don't know where this video is supposed to be going. They're trying to say that these agents don't actually have much sales history. I think he's trying to say that they've just been chosen for the show because probably because they're pretty.
Next, we have Emma Hernan, who also has had 2 sales in the past year. And the author mentioned that she's the only one that actually has an active listing she was able to find at $7.245 million. Next, we have Davina Potras, who actually no longer shows up.
Wow, this is really long. So we're going through the whole cast. Well, I mean, all the girls are drop dead gorgeous. It's quite obvious that they're picked for the show and for the agency on the show because of their looks and probably not their talent. But you know what? That's Selling Sunset, and it obviously gets people to watch it.
My ability to follow up with you until you die is the entire way that I sell properties. In 2009, I met a person in Starbucks, right, on 49th and Madison. I've been in the business for like 6 months. She was looking for an apartment, you know, uptown, rentals, and I introduced myself because that's what I did. I had no money, so I had no shame. It's like they were from New Jersey, and then they wanted to see some things possibly for sale, and their budget was like $1 million, and then it was kind of like 2, and then they were kind of looking at other things. Then they completely disappeared. But I followed up with him every other week. I'd send them both listings every other week. Fast forward to 2017. He finally writes me back and says, hey, sorry, I've been a little bit busy. Got your emails. Let's talk. And to make a long story short, he got divorced and he wants his own place now. And he knows a lot of other people and a lot of brokers, but I was super persistent and he wants to give me a shot. And this past June, I sold him a house in the Hamptons for $40 million. And then I sold the ex-wife a house for $16 million because I followed up every other week. And so I tell people that story now because everyone's like, yeah, I follow up all the time. I'm like, no, I don't think you do.
Who doesn't love Ryan Serhan? What a story, real hustler, hard worker, and look, just great advice. You know, the power of persistence in sales pays off in the long run, and that's just a really great example of probably hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of similar stories that he has of just being super persistent, always following up. Because people, when they want to do business, they want to be dealing with successful, persistent people who they know are going to work really hard, and persistence shows that. So, good tip.
So there was a group of people that did this research project where they chose a community of homes. They went to this community, they knocked on every home, talked to every homeowner, and asked them the question, who's the number one real estate agent here? And after they got through, they had a myriad of different answers. So it was a bunch of different agents. Not one single agent was dominant. They came back and they created a fake real estate agent profile, fake picture, fake contact information, and completed an 8x8 campaign, which is one postcard a week for 8 straight weeks to this community. After the 8x8 campaign was complete, they went back to the same community, knocked on the same doors, talked to the same homeowners, asked the same question. Who's the number one real estate agent in this community? The majority of homeowners chose the fake real estate agent.
That's really interesting and cool. If that is a real study, I'm assuming it is, it just goes to show how most agents don't even make an impact in their area. All you have to do is be slightly better than your competition, which in most areas, the competition isn't that great. And just to get your marketing and be, the thing is there, eight weeks in a row, that's just showing consistency. Consistency of marketing will help people to remember you. And that's really, really interesting. Agents, I hope you took note of that. That's all the commentary for today. I hope you liked them. Thanks to my production team for bringing us these brilliant videos. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you on the next episode of Get Keen. Thank you for tuning into the Get Keen podcast. If today's episode inspired you, please show your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't stop there. Join our community of forward thinkers by connecting with me on social media at Dan_Lee_Plum. I'm looking forward to exploring more strategies and insights with you on your journey to the top. Until next time, keep getting keen.